Welcome, slave. Simple instruction today. I want you to masturbate for me. I want you to worship my body, my ass, my tits, everything about me. I want you to lose yourself in me. I want you to masturbate yourself absolutely mad. Make yourself comfortable and get stroking. Masturbate. Until you lose your fucking mind. Don't come. Just keep wanking that dick for this ass. Yeah. Don't stop. Don't come. Losing more and more brain power with every stroke. Draining your life force with every orgasm. I love it when you come for me. Because it makes you weaker. And me infinitely more powerful. Look at me, bitch. And jerk your fucking cock into absolute insanity. We've only just started. And you're already losing your mind. Easily slipping down through the gap. In your consciousness, your mind spreading as your body becomes aroused, your mind transforms into that slutty pussy mind I know and love. Stroke your dick, spread your mind, and drain yourself of all power. Draining yourself away. All that energy focused towards me. And I gobble it up, draining you, emptying you. Owning you, even more ripe for the fucking. Your mind spreading as the levels of arousal build. No time to do anything. Except focus all of your attention on stroking and dropping and watching this perfect ass as it crushes your feeble mind. Denied all pussy. Denied anything except madness. The slow and creeping insanity as you slowly, inevitably lose your mind for goddess. Every single time you wank, you lose energy, you lose power. And no matter where you are in the world, every time you come, that energy leaves you and travels to me. I get stronger, more powerful, more beautiful, richer. You get weaker, poorer, more pathetic. I've told you before, every single time you wank for me, you diminish yourself and you amplify me. Every single time you wank, you get yourself stuck deeper in a hole you're never going to be able to climb out of. Wanking for me is very dangerous. And no matter how you try and fool yourself, it leads only one way. Absolute devastation, complete ruination. I'll own you. You'll be nothing without me. But that's not going to stop you, is it? So just give me everything you've got. Goon yourself crazy. Make yourself mad with desire for me. When we know nothing matters, when your hands are wrapped around your cock, you're already too far gone. Your pussy mind is wide and gobbling up every word I say. Slave to my ass, a bitch for my tits. You are my bitch, and you stroke your cock for me, driving yourself insane, mad, masturbate yourself crazy, so deeply, deeply addicted. Fuck your hand for me, bitch. Fuck it. Yeah. Keep fucking that hand as I penetrate the depths of your quivering pussy mind. Every stroke you can feel yourself getting weaker. In love. More pathetic.
With my face.
More desperate. But just when you think the pleasure can't grow, it does. And yet you don't come, you remain in this state of endless pleasure as you goon away even more of your autonomy, even more of your independence.
Obsessed with my voice.
Wanking away all of your free will, heading down a one-way track that leads to one place, to one woman. Masturbate yourself mad for me. You are mesmerized right now. You are caught in this arousal. Get closer, get your nose right in there. Breathe me in, slide down, spread wide. I want you so fucking dumb, so fucking achy, so stupid and confused and full of cum that you don't know where you are, what you're doing, who you are, what you want. All you know is that you're ripe and juicy, ripe for the plucking, ripe for the fucking. How does it feel to be such a good bitch or a powerful goddess? How does it feel to know that your IQ is dropping with every stroke and that when you come for me, there will be an energy exchange, except it's not an exchange. It goes one way. I take, you give, and you will be weaker You will be even more under my spell. You will be even more addicted. It's already happened. Reckless. It's already too late. You are already too deep and dumb. You've stroked your cock one too many times for me. I've raped your brain of all intelligence one too many times. If you're not worshipping my ass, what's the point of you? Dedicate yourself to the mission. You're my dumb, empty bitch, and you'll be ready for me to fuck with you whenever I want to. You're gonna find yourself very forgetful over the next few days. You're gonna find that you are obsessed even more than normal with your goddess. You will notice how enthralled you are, how nothing else grabs you the way Madame Violet does. You are going to remain deeply in my spell for the next few days and weeks. As soon as I wake you up from this trance, my power over you will just continue to grow. As soon as you come, you'll feel the weakness overtake you. I want you to have a powerful orgasm, an intense ejaculation, because I want as much power as possible. I want you to lose as much energy as possible. I want to get you well know that you are a feeble-minded, heavy-balled slave to the one true mesmerizing mistress of your mind. You hear my voice everywhere you go. You see my face. You yearn for me. Even more ripe. You ache for the fucking. And as you get closer to orgasm, you get weaker and weaker. And so by the time I trigger you into coming, you will be so weak, you will be exhausted, you will feel drained and spent. You will feel mentally and physically drained, absolutely exhausted, and you'll know that Madame Violet has taken yet more of your precious energy, that she's drained you weaker and weaker and weaker with every stroke. Your arousal gets stronger. Your inner psyche gets weaker. Your resistance gets weaker. Your need to be a bitch for Madame Violet grows bigger. There's no room for intellect. There is only surrender. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Get on your fucking knees. Say thank you. One. Come, bitch. Yeah, release all that juicy energy. And know that it's coming to me right now. Traveling all the way to me. And I am instantly more beautiful. Instantly more powerful, and you are even weaker than you were before.